A coalition of agencies has promised Camden's largest illegal dumping site will see new life as part of a community park. For WHYY, Kyrie Greenberg reports.
New Jersey lawmaker Nilsa Cruz Perez calls the 10-acre site an eyesore and a health hazard.
I get a lot of complaints about mosquitoes. Behind us is a whole bunch of tires, dust and nests of mosquitoes. And then when the community call because their children are going to school and there's rats in this area, mosquitoes in these areas, is affecting our community.
The former site of an industrial medical facility that closed in the 1980s, the dump sits next to Whitman Park, near Patco's Ferry Avenue stop. Maria Mayo Masano of the State Department of Housing and Urban Development says plans for the revitalization follow 4 years of input from the community.
When you look at how a community can come together, they know what the problems are, but they also know what the solutions are. What we are just to help them along that way.
Tiffany Queensbury is a senior at Collingswood High School and says that while it took a long time for the cleanup, it's not too late for her five younger siblings.
Well, I lived here for all of my life, and when I leave for college, I want it so like my sister can be able to go to the park, and I'm happy that it's now, that I'm able to sit here and I'm able to watch it and see it for myself.
Demolition of remaining structures and remediation of more than 1,000 tons of soil contaminated with mercury will begin this year. New athletic fields on the former dump may open as soon as next summer. For WHYY News, Kyrie Greenberg.